Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Islamic form of government envisaged by Islam is, of course, a democracy. In the words of the Quran, it is amruhum shura bainahum, which means that the system of government shall be based on their consultation. In other words, the authority of the majority shall be recognized, and people who are in the majority, they shall be elected, and the law they pass shall, of course, be passed through the consent of the majority and imposed in that particular country. Now, the question arises is that, is the majority always right? People say that if we follow Islam on the basis of democracy, then how can we be sure that the democracy has come, or the people who have formed the majority opinion, they have formed the right opinion, they have formed the correct opinion. So the clarification in this regard is that it has never been claimed that the majority is always right. No, this is not the case. The case is that whenever there is a difference of opinion, there has to be a way out to settle that difference of opinion. And when we say that the majority opinion shall be imposed, then this is nothing but a way to settle differences of opinion. In other words, when we say that there is a difference of opinion and the majority opinion has to be accepted, this does not mean that we are accepting the right opinion always. We cannot be sure if the majority is right or not. The only thing is that whenever there is a difference of opinion, then the opinion of the majority has to be accepted. So much so that people who have a different opinion in this regard, they think that religiously they have a different opinion, they must too follow the opinion of the majority if they have passed a law. And of course what they can do is they can present their own opinion and then convince people, then can convince people in their own interest and their own opinion. And if they form the majority at some point, then of course their own opinion shall stand implemented. In other words, no one is claiming the fact that the majority is always right. The majority can always be wrong also. The only thing is that this is the only way in a democracy, in a shuriyat, to settle differences of opinion. And of course, as I said earlier, if people have a different opinion, they must too submit to the state opinion, and then they must present their own opinion. And if their opinion gains the authority or the support of the majority, then their own opinion shall be implemented. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.